Welcome to Side 9 of the Silva Method. On this side, you'll continue learning how, by programming your mind at the subjective level, you can create more energy and better health, both for yourself and for everyone around you. On the previous side, we dealt with problems, both physical and emotional, like fatigue, stress, and pain. Now we'll look at behavior. You might say there are two kinds of behavior. There's behavior that leads to a successful outcome, and there's behavior that leads to failure. You are about to learn how to program yourself for success. We'll see that destructive habits like smoking and overeating can be programmed out of your behavior habits without an ounce of willpower. We'll introduce a mental technique that really can put an end to unwanted behavior forever. The technique is called the Mirror of the Mind, and it's one of the tools used most frequently by successful Silva graduates. Now, here's Dr. Bob Stone.
You now know that what you visualize and imagine while at a relaxed level of mind, you create. This is the nature of the human mind, connected as it is to the sources of creativity. Have you been using this fantastic creative ability? You come home from a busy workday, plop into an easy chair, take a deep breath, and mentally appreciate how good it is to be home. You're relaxed. Now, what do you picture while relaxed? You go over in your mind everything that went wrong during the day. You think about your problems. You worry. And what are you creating? Exactly what you don't want. You're reinforcing your troubles, deepening your problems, prolonging your difficulties. Now that I've called your attention to this, you're going to stop thinking about problems and start thinking about solutions, right? I wish you could. What a change that would be in your life. But the bad news is that you're in the habit of worrying. You are programmed to think the way you think. Psychologists say that the harder you try to break a habit, the more sure it is that you'll fail. Now the good news. You can program yourself out of old ways of problem-oriented thinking into new ways of solution-oriented thinking, effortlessly. In a few minutes, you'll not only know how to accomplish this, but you'll also have the opportunity to see one of your problems transformed into a solution. The procedure is a key Silva Method tool you will acquire now and that will benefit you all your life. It's called the Mirror of the Mind. Let me tell you how it works. At the alpha level, you'll create a full-length mirror. The mirror can encompass a small scene or a large scene. It has a frame. The frame can be blue or it can be white. You'll use the blue frame around the mirror of the mind when you're identifying a problem. You'll change to the white frame to program for, that is, to create, the solution you want or the goal you wish to reach. In other words, you can use the mirror of the mind only when you know the solution. If you don't know the solution to your problem, you must use dream control or the glass of water technique. But if you do know the outcome you wish to have come about, then you are able to visualize it in the white frame mirror. A real estate agent phoned me one day. She told me how she had sold some house sites right opposite her own home. All the buyers had agreed to construct new houses and to employ an architect. But then she added, "Now this man who bought the lot right across the street said that instead of building a new house, he has a shack down the road that he wants to move here. I took him to court, but I lost. Now I wake up every night worrying about what will happen to my reputation, especially with the other buyers." "Use the mirror of the mind," I advised her. "As soon as you wake up in the morning, see the shack in the blue frame mirror. Move the scene a little to your left, change the frame to white, and see a nice home on the site. Don't be specific about what kind of a home, but see something nice behind flowering shrubs." She called me back in 2 weeks. "Here's what happened," she reported. "Every night I use the mirror of the mind. Then a few nights ago I was awakened by a loud noise. I got up and looked out the window. There was a flat truck with a large shack on it. A team of men was using rollers to move the shack down off the truck." "Oh, that Bob Stone," I said to myself. "Wait till I get him." As I watched, There was suddenly a loud roar. The shack collapsed into a pile of splinters. She was surprised by the result, but I see it so frequently that I know the mirror of the mind creates solutions. A word about the pictures you choose to use. The problem is easy enough. You're quite familiar with it. Let's say you need to sell your house. The blue-framed picture of the problem could be your house with a for sale sign in front of it. But what about the solution picture? You happen to know your friends the Jones are house hunting. Do you see them in the white frame mirror, walking up the steps, key in hand? Not really. The problem is not selling your house to the Jones family. The problem is selling your house, period. So a better solution for your white-framed mirror is your house with a sold sign in front of it. Wait a minute, you say. I've got to sell it in 2 months, not 2 years. How do I handle the time limit? Answer. Put a calendar in the solution picture, showing the date sold, well before your deadline. Now, when she gives you this exercise to program the mirror of the mind to work for you, Laura's going to pause to let you go through the procedure for some particular problem you'd like to solve or a goal you'd like to reach. So start thinking now about what you'll use at that point in the exercise. While you're making that decision, let me tell you about how the mirror of the mind changes habitual problem-oriented thinking. Once you see the problem in the blue-framed mirror, you never again go back to seeing the problem. Whenever you think of the project, it won't be a problem anymore, it'll be a project. Whenever you think of the project, you'll instantly see it as the solution framed in white. Laura is also going to give you a bonus in this conditioning cycle. After she helps you to deepen your relaxation, she will repeat the positive statements that you heard earlier in this training and that are on page 3 in your progress guide. And in ending the session, she'll remind you how you can not only help yourself, you can help others as well. So this will be a little longer exercise. Enjoy it. Here's Laura.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. The difference between genius mentality and lay mentality is that geniuses use more of their minds and use them in a special manner. You are now learning to use more of your mind and to use it in a special manner. The following are beneficial statements that you may occasionally repeat while at these levels of the mind. Repeat mentally after me. My increasing mental faculties are for serving humanity better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better, better, and better. Positive thoughts bring me benefits and advantages I desire. I have full control and complete dominion over my sensing faculties at this level of the mind and at any other level, including the outer conscious level, and this is so. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming the mirror of the mind, a formula type technique you can use for problem solving and habit control. Create and project on your mental screen a full-length mirror. This mirror will be known as the mirror of the mind. The mirror of the mind can be mentally increased in size to encompass within its frame anything or things, any person or persons, any small scene or large scene. The color of the frame of the mirror of the mind can be mentally changed from blue to white. The blue frame will denote the problem or the existing situation, which can be converted into a project. The white frame will denote the solution or goal. To solve a problem or to reach a goal with the mirror of the mind, enter level 1 with the 3-to-1 method. Then project the image of the mirror of the mind with the blue frame onto your mental screen. Create an image of the problem thing, person, or scene and project it on your blue-framed mirror of the mind in order to make a good study of the problem. After making a good study of the problem, erase the problem image, move the mirror to your left, change the mirror's frame to white, and create and project a solution image onto the white-framed mirror. From then on, anytime you happen to think of the project, you will visualize the solution image you have created, and this is so. I will now allow you time to work one problem case. Begin by applying your learned techniques. When you hear my voice again, you will relax even more. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache. No ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears. No ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
Now that you've learned how to use the mirror of the mind, let's talk about some specific problems, like unwanted habits. And to begin, let's focus on weight control. I want to start out by saying that many thousands of people have benefited from the methods we're going to discuss, because they're based upon a clear and accurate understanding of how both your mind and your body work. The Silva method procedures are scientific in the best sense of the word. To control overeating, the method uses a number of accepted psychological approaches, from behavioral to analytical, while adding the Silva dimension of programming at the alpha level. Programming is the key to habit control without having to depend upon willpower. There's an axiom of psychology that says that when the will and the imagination are in conflict, the imagination always wins. Willpower contains built-in failure. Lots of people have lost 1,000 pounds using willpower. They lose 50 pounds, then gain it back again. Go through this cycle 20 times and you've lost 1,000 pounds. With mental programming, there are no ups and downs. Your mental computer obeys the instructions you've given it. This is happening all the time. The advertising industry depends on this. Repetition can take the place of alpha. An intensive advertising campaign has an impact on supermarket sales, where people buy largely on impulse. You automatically reach for that new brand of ice cream, cereal, or candy. By going to your alpha level and programming yourself in the ways you're about to learn, you override unwanted programming from the outside, even programming you're unaware of, like subliminal programming. Some movie theaters have flashed on the screen messages like, buy popcorn, buy candy, but the message appears and disappears so fast that it's not consciously seen. You never know it's happening, but you get up and buy popcorn. This has been declared illegal in many states. But it was not only happening in movie theaters. It's happening in newspapers and magazines today, where advertisements can contain symbols that attract your unconscious attention. You don't consciously notice the symbols, but you're enticed to read the ad. Silva training enables you to be in control of your own mind and to stop others from controlling you. That's why I'd like you to be at your alpha level as you listen to how to control habits like smoking or overeating. The programming will sink in. You'll know just what to do and how to do it. These methods can be effective against any form of unwanted behavior. If you haven't been able to stop biting your nails, playing with your hair, or cracking your knuckles, get ready to kiss that unwanted habit goodbye. To learn these approaches better, you might want to keep your 3 fingers together during the exercise. Before we begin, there is one step that I would like to identify that is really the first step in the control of any habit. That step is, go to your alpha level and analyze your habit. While at your level, go through the past day and relive the events in which that habit manifested. You'll gain insight into the cause of the behavior, insight that eludes your left brain beta thinking. At alpha, with both hemispheres in the ballgame, you may very well flash on the answer to the question, why? That's called a moment of aha It defuses the habit and makes it simple to program out. In a moment, I'm going to ask Laura to spell out the methods you can use to control habits. But this time, the exercise will be a little different, because I'm asking you to go to your alpha level on your own. By now, you know how. Sit in a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and take those 3 deep breaths. On the first breath, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, 3 times. On the second breath, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2, 3 times. And on the third breath, 1, 3 times. Here's Laura, so do it now.
We will now impress and program habit control, a formula-type technique you can use to control overeating and smoking. When you desire to reduce weight, enter level 1 by the 3-to-1 method and analyze your weight problem. At level 1, mark a big red no over every item of food considered to be causing the problem. Program yourself that hunger between meals will vanish when you eat a carrot, celery, or some other healthful food, or when you take 3 deep breaths. Program yourself to leave something on your plate, realizing you do not need to eat all that food. Program yourself that you do not always need dessert. Imagine yourself in the mirror of the mind. Stamp what you want to weigh on one corner of the mirror and the size of suit or dress you want to wear on the other corner. Hereafter, when you think of your weight, always visualize yourself in the mirror of the mind at your ideal weight and size. Whenever you are eating, mentally visualize yourself in the mirror of the mind the way you want to look, and mentally visualize your desired weight stamped on one corner and your desired size of clothing stamped on the other corner. If you desire to gain weight, eat those foods that will help you gain. Eat slowly, savoring every bite. Learn to improve your taste and smell by concentrating on your food as you eat. Use a mirror of the mind and imagine yourself the way you want to be. Do this every time you think of your problem. Formula type technique for habit control. Whenever you desire to reduce or discontinue cigarette smoking, enter level 1 by the 3-to-1 method, and at level 1, analyze your problem. Determine when you smoked the first cigarette of the day. Then program yourself at level 1 to smoke it 1 hour later. When that becomes effective, program yourself to smoke the first cigarette still 1 hour later. And to continue making these changes by programming at level 1 until you smoke only a few cigarettes a day. It will then be a simple matter to stop smoking altogether. You can also program yourself to smoke 1 cigarette per hour on the hour. When this has become effective, then program yourself to smoke only on the even hours. After this has taken effect, it will be a simple matter to stop smoking completely. You can also program yourself at level 1 to stop smoking altogether 30 days from the date of your initial programming. You can mark a date on a calendar, 30 days from the present, and tell yourself mentally that on this date you will stop smoking and you will never smoke again in your life. Reinforce this programming for this purpose at level 1 daily, and this will be so. Tips that help in your programming at level 1 to stop smoking. Change brands frequently. Do not inhale the cigarette smoke. Program that 3 deep breaths will stop the immediate desire to smoke. And stop smoking for the sake of your loved ones. I will now let you come out on your own in the usual way by counting yourself up from 1 to 5. Be sure to remind yourself at the count of 3 that when you open your eyes at 5, you will be wide awake, in perfect health, feeling better than before. Do this again when you open your eyes at the count of 5. You may begin.
Thank you, Laura. Nobody has been programmed to lose weight by this exercise, nor has any smoker become a non-smoker. But you now have ways for using silver programming techniques to end these habits without willpower and to extend your life in the process.
This is the end of Side 9. On Side 10, you'll perform one of the most important and beneficial tasks of the entire Silva program, namely, the creation of your personal mental laboratory.